I remember right, when you wrote into us, you didn't even realize you were black until a little bit later on.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I knew I had a different skin color. I mean, that's obvious, right? But I was never raised to see color. I wasn't raised feeling like I was the outsider, quote unquote, compared to my family members. And so it just has been the last couple years that I've really, I think it's an identity thing. I really started to identify who I am. To say that I didn't know that I wasn't black sounds kind of silly, but I think it's kind of a little bit true. I didn't know my black side. I had close relations with my grandmother, my biological father's mother. And so obviously I knew she's black. I know that side of my family is black, but I didn't have as close relationships with them as I do with my white side.
So when did you begin to want to explore your black side?
Honestly, it's gone back and forth. I feel like I was maybe, I was scared. I think I was scared.
Scared to what?
To get to know that other side. I feel like I was maybe raised to be kind of scared of those that looked like me. I know that sounds, I don't know how it sounds, but I felt uncomfortable being in a group of black people. I felt like I was the outsider when in fact I probably blended in just fine, but I felt like I did not belong. I felt uncomfortable. All my friends are white. I had 12 bridesmaids in my wedding, and outside of them being related to Andres or some sort of affiliation with my husband, they were all white. That's no problem to me, but until recently, when things started happening around the world, my eyes have become completely open to the idea of how I was raised, whether good or bad, how I want to raise my children going forward. And there was just a lot of learning and education that I still needed to now take upon myself being 27 years old and learn.
So you said recently.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean? Like in the last year, 6 years ago, 10 years ago?
Well, I've been dating my husband now for, in August, it'll be 8 years. We met at ISU and he is black and Puerto Rican. He's not the first black man that I've dated. I dated black men in high school, but being around him, being around his social light, going to maybe different functions held on ISU's campus that I probably wouldn't have gone to if it wasn't for him, that is when I really started to open my eyes that, okay, me feeling this anxiety, me feeling this way that I do towards black individuals, which was I'm better than you, I don't identify as you kind of situation, which is not how I think should have thought, ever thought, but feel like I was raised to feel that some sort of better than you personality that is not me at all. And so I would, to answer your question, I would say it's been an evolving last 8 years, but it's really started to hit just this last couple months when I'm starting to accept that I was wrong in my thinking and educate myself and change. I want to be a new person. I want to have a new light on what I've been thinking for the past 26 years.
This is interesting. What I have learned personally through a lot of this over the last few years is that we all have been socialized to think of race as a certain way.
Yeah. It's completely about your environment and how you're raised. 100%.
You said it was an evolution. Were there some markers in there where you went, my goodness, the way I've been thinking, I got to rethink how I think about things.
I think it's just a light bulb went off. I've been listening to podcasts, Brené Brown, she's amazing, and I've been reading more, and a light bulb just went off. I can't say that there was a certain instance or certain thought other than I need to rechange the way that I'm thinking, because if there's any sort of me raising any sort of kids in the next future, I need to get myself aligned before I even think about being able to raise them properly.
So you were raised a certain way.
Sure.
To think of race as a certain way, and you were raised by people of a different race.
Yes.
What have the conversations been like now since your evolution has brought you to where you are right now?
They've been deep. They've been heavy. They've been tearful, but they've been positive. I have felt nothing but love and support from my family, but there's still a lot of conversation that needs to be done. You know, it automatically, race has nothing to do with it, or the responses that I'm getting, or we're not racist. We have black this, that, and that. And I feel like more conversation needs to be had, because the idea of, yeah, okay, you're not racist, okay, but there has to be an underlining reason of why I was raised to think the way that I was, if there wasn't something underlining, if that makes sense. Again, a positive, but a lot more conversation that still needs to be had.
So how have you evolved through those conversations themselves?
I think I've become stronger. I have always been take the bull by the horns type of gal. And as long as I can do it respectfully, that's what I've been raised to, use your voice as long as you can be respectful. I feel like I have a new identity, not only with evolving with education within the last couple months to years, but recently getting married. Again, being born and raised in Normal, I've been Brianna Jacobs. That's who I am. I'm Brianna Jacobs. And I'm a coach. I'm a friend. I'm an ally. I'm a sister, a cousin, all those things. And now I'm a wife. And so I've always wanted to leave my footprint, so to speak. I went to Normal West, wanted to leave my footprint there. Went to Illinois State University, wanted to leave my footprint there, whether big or small. And here I am now, Brianna Rivera Thompson, proud, holding my head held high that I want to be a better person. And if I can speak on something as strongly as this, or something that I have a strong relation with, I'd like to leave my footprint with Bloomington Normal and just know that I'm trying to be a better person to then help those that are close to me be better.
You brought up the term, we don't see color.
Yeah.
And you hear that a lot.
You do. And I don't agree with it anymore.
Do you feel that hurts the conversation by not acknowledging that,
yes,
of course we see color?
Yes. And that is something that I have learned listening to podcasts and reading, is I always thought that it was appropriate, because that's how I, again, was raised, to say, hey, I don't see color. And that was kind of my way of, my hands are up right now, like, hey, we're cool, no judgment, I don't see color. But in fact, with what I'm learning and what I'm reading, is yes, that in fact saying that is more hurtful than saying, hey, I acknowledge that you and I are different, and let's go forward with that.
Why is it hurtful?
I think it's because they're not, those that say that aren't willing to stop and realize that it's okay to see color, in the sense of not being judgmental, seeing you for who you are and you're seeing me for who I am, and then realizing that there's a history behind each of us that makes us who we are. By saying that you don't see color is, you're just another person that I'm going to respect, but I don't know why I'm respecting them, or I don't know why I owe you, yeah, any sort of respect.
You said you're a coach.
I am.
What age group are you working with?
I am with high school right now. I coach at Normal West basketball, girls basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do these conversations happen at all with the kids that you're coaching?
This is only my second season, hoping, crossing fingers that we have a season this year. I am proud to say that Normal West has, maybe we haven't touched on diversity itself, and something I think we definitely should and can do, but we have done a good job of, especially through this pandemic, of having a book club, talking about how we view the world, how we want to be better people, and now tying in this piece of diversity, I think would just make it all go around.
I want to go back to your family.
Yeah.
How willing is your family to have these conversations?
No initiation on their end, initiation on my end. For me, I was a bubble waiting to burst. I had these feelings building up that I needed to let these feelings go. I would say they sit, they listen, they're open to conversation, they're accepting, possibly attend defensive, just a little bit, which is only natural. But I feel comfortable that I am definitely going to be having a lot more conversations, because they are very receptive. I ultimately have just felt like I am 27 years old and I'm just now starting to feel comfortable with the whole me. I know everything about my white side, family, heritage, all of that. And I'm sitting here at 27 years old, getting ready to want to start my own family, asking questions about health and all of those things, and realizing I don't know that much about my black side at all. Why is that? That's the questions going through my head. So that's what I'm trying to determine right now. I don't want to dig too deep back into the past where it can be hurtful, but I want to know just enough so that I can then move forward and know how to properly, again, raise my kids and how to move forward positively in this world.
What will you tell your kids?
Oh boy, that's a deep question. I don't know if I have that answer yet, other than you are loved by both. You're loved by all. But here's what's important. Here's what you need to know. Here are the tools that we can give you to move forward. And bottom line, again, what was ingrained in me is family is number one. We will always have your back unconditionally, no matter what you do.
You were raised white.
Yeah.
And you were discovering your black side.
Yes.
Not that long ago, it
no.
sounds like, right? Mm-mm. So when you're discovering this side, what are some of the surprises that you ran into that you went, oh, that's cool?
Just getting to know my family. Just getting to know my biological dad. I have, like I said, I have a good relationship with my grandmother, his mother, but asking questions that I don't have anything exactly other than our relationship is more open. I can be myself. I don't have to be scared or have anxiety take over or timid. And I'm getting to see these family members for who they are outside of what I was taught to think and what I was taught to view these individuals as. And I'm now getting to know them for who they are right now, not about the past. The past makes them for who they are right now. And that's what I think the beauty of all of this is right now.
So your husband's a police officer.
Yes.
A large part of the conversation
sure.
we're having is police
yes.
interactions with
yes.
people of color mm-hmm. in our country. What are the conversations like in your house about that? There's got to be some interesting conversations, right?
Yes, definitely interesting. It's a whole bunch of different feelings of being angry, being disappointed, being embarrassed, and embarrassed because he does wear a badge. But ultimately, he takes off that badge every day, and he is a black man living in the world right now. That's what's hard for us to swallow, is that people are being treated this way for their race. And it's been hard. It's been hard for him. It's been hard.
And at the same time, as you pointed out in another one of our interviews, another woman's husband is a police officer.
Yes.
And he comes home. Now, he is white.
Right.
So it's a little bit different dynamic, but
yeah.
still, he gets called all these names.
Yes.
You know, police officer's job is a difficult job.
It is.
And he comes home, he's been called these names,
right.
all these assumptions about him.
Yep.
So how do you navigate that? Yes, I'm a police officer, but I'm also a man of color. And there's a lot of people who have problems with police officers right now.
Yeah.
That are people of color,
yeah.
especially.
Yes. He's been navigating it by being that voice for his department, being that with his head held high and still being that voice of education and diversity within his department. And I'm speaking for him, but again, based off conversation, so I know this is all facts and safe, that his ultimate goal is he's here for the community. He's here to be a leader, provide safety, and that's his one-track mind that he does have. And one-track mind being, that's a positive thing, being that he's just here to keep the world safe. And I know that that is hard for people to understand that. But, you know, people say, well, I'm tired of hearing that police officers say that not all police are the same. Well, it's true. Not all police are the same. Just like not all black people are the same or not all white people are the same. It is the same thing. But I know when we see the videos and the things streaming on the internet, it makes you sick. I honestly can't even watch them. I can't, because it makes me sick. But then I also have so much fear every night he leaves that he's not going to come home or that something's going to happen.